dancing like a bandit, stealing time underneath the sycamore tree.
And we're back. You're tuned in, Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And if you want to call in today, kind of like whatever you want to talk about, 844-967-2789. Looking forward to meeting a friend after work today.
Can we see that sweatshirt real quick? Or tell what do you got there?
It's Gotham Bagels, man, my sponsor.
Yeah.
Of which that commercial should be coming out any day now.
Nice.
Yeah. It takes me a long time to get anything done. And nobody's pressing me on it, but come on, Mike. You got more time than most people. It's about lining up with the people that can help me make it. So that's coming. But yeah, the healthcare thing. This is like, you know, and there's already people on it. I mean, of course, I heard Tom Hartman talking about it, and nobody's more on things current than Tom Hartman, right? And he does his homework. Man. He writes like a book a week. And they're all like really intense. And, you know, but he's a little older than me, so he's putting all his experience into this, and that's where I get some of my knowledge and wisdom from. We're not going to say that my technique is what Tom Hartman has, but Tom knows me. I mean, he'd probably remember me if he saw me again. I've talked to him a couple times at Fightin' Bob Fest, and, you know, once COVID is going away, right? Yeah, okay. Mm. Yeah, let's start suing Dane Coney, that meat packer soon, because they don't want to wear masks. Go ahead and die on your time, man.
Because they don't want to wear
masks. Yeah. Oh, you know, if I was working in a meat place, I'd probably be wearing a mask anyway, just because I don't want to breathe in all the meat vapors that are going on in there. Maybe that's what's wrong with people. They've had too many meat vapors. Do not stand over the meat while it's cooking. We're going to find out. But yeah, healthcare. Okay, so, you know, my healthcare, I made so little for the work that I did that, you know, I only qualify a certain amount of money, but that means my healthcare is taken care of, which I paid for, by the way. It's not like everybody's always like free.
Entitlement.
Oh, I don't think so. You know, 40 years.
Mike.
Yeah.
Entitlements,
right?
Even though you paid into it for decades and decades.
That's more of a needs thing versus wants, and we'll talk about that in the second half. Needs and wants, which is what the world is at right now. But yeah, all these commercials, and then you call in, you get your 144 back, you know. Then I see one that says 148. So like different and different zip codes. But these are scam heads. It's that Medicare Advantage, Part C. Yeah, and you don't have to take it. And you don't have to do this, but give us a call, you know. And they're trying to get you, and I think I'm on that, because they give you cards to purchase stuff at $25 a month for healthy food at Walmart, right? First time I tried it, it didn't work. I haven't tried it since. I don't like Walmart. I don't get my food there. So then I go to Walgreens, which is the other wall I can't stand, right? No. I'm getting walled in. No, man. Can't. Outside the walls. That's what I am, okay? So, and bars. We don't like bars either. And I don't mean just the ones that everybody sits at and gets drunk every day in this state. Number one, I'm just so proud of us, right? Actually, I am proud to be an alcoholic that just doesn't drink anymore. And no, I didn't fully recover. But then I've never fully recovered from anything that I've done, so I'm not too worried about it. It's like I'm at this pace where, you know, it's graduated slowly. But in that meantime of graduating slowly, everybody else is like regressing, going downhill, including like legislators back in the day that I was in awe of, you know. And I'm like, what? You're a centrist? Goodbye. No, I don't want anything from you. This sign that has your signature on it, that picture that I got with you, that I deleted that. Not really. Usually you can find somebody that's a fan of these people and they'll want the sign, right? And I'm okay with that. It's just, man, at this point, really, We're not going to try harder to stand up against this. And that's why it's time to make more signs and to get more involved. And if anybody, feel free to message me on Facebook, because I can't talk till next Friday.
Oh, I was going to say,
I can't wait. But you can message me.
All right.
And I forgot what I wanted you to message me about, but it'll come back to me later. But we need to get involved Oh, that's what it is. Anybody that knows Michael Gableman's address, by any chance, go ahead and just message me that. Because, you know, I'm going to find out where dude lives, and then I'm going to make fun of him. I'm going to get people together. We're all going to be holding signs that make him just so upset. Hopefully angry, right? Let him lose his cool. Come on, attack, attack, attack. I told you it's all about angles. So while you're going after me, maybe somebody else will cut you off, and maybe it'll be a policeman because you're threatening us all. And that's not legal in this state. Unless you're from Illinois and you stand with the Proud Boys. I'm still trying to figure out why we let Illinois off on that one, including the parents. But I don't know. They haven't said much about Dad. He must be in jail or something. They did show the picture of the family. It wasn't very becoming. And so, you know, that's not the reason why I don't like him.
Yeah, but they gave him a nice haircut, put a suit on the kid, gets to talk to Tucker Carlson, get pictures with all the big
Mar-a-Lago, baby.
Yeah.
So, but, he's, you know, champion. Trump is such a cheap bastard. I don't think he gave him, like, a membership there or anything, right?
No, he probably brought him Burger King.
Nah.
He didn't pick a Burger King on the way over.
So this advanced Medicare, you got to, man, check into it, because what they're trying to do is they're putting it costs more to use the advanced Medicare than it is to just stay with the Medicare, because the advanced Medicare is actually private industry trying to lure you away from Medicare so that they can, it's all Wall Street and pharma CEOs and healthcare CEOs. That's who put this in place with Trump, and apparently Biden's administration either isn't aware of it or isn't going to stop it. And Congress, either they aren't aware of it or they're not going to stop it. And it kind of reminds you when Joe Biden said to Wall Street that nothing will fundamentally change under my administration, which is what got a person like me really upset, and a lot of other people, because we didn't want to. Yeah, I mean, once you say that to those guys, what, do you really think that he's going to pull back from that at this point? How do you think they got elected? What? Oh, because it was anything but Trump. I get that part. Trump's setting up to win again, man, if he runs. Oh, my God. This world. Did anybody notice that the world got a lot better this week? Or didn't you? Did you miss that part? Climate change is working, right? No snow in December. Pretty nice day. Not too cool in Europe right now. They're like in a little freezy spot. Okay, we'll be back. Second half of the show.